podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
I got to tell you, I don't know how many of you have done this already, but heat games are boring sometimes, bro. And last night I was... Anybody? Were you guys bored watching the Heat game? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody out there? Was that like entertaining? And then I put the Panthers, and I know they lost, but there's zero comparison to watching the Panthers and watching the Heat. You know, it's just like, with the Heat, ooh, nice, 69-3 now. There's a little bit of some kind of a shock dip here. Anyway, so it's just one of those where, you know, I look at the Panthers and it's all there. The Verhaeghe goal last night was freaking sick between the legs and all that. That shit was awesome. By the way, it's 69-420. Spark it up right now. Anyway, so you look at it, and it's just a team. When I look at the Heat, they're just there. They're really, it's not special. And I guess we're waiting for the postseason now, because, I mean, if anything, you should see that last night, they don't give a shit about the regular season. Just Jimmy just doesn't care. You know, dude, you were at the tennis tournament all day. And so now you're six, so you're not going to play. Well, wait a minute, but you missed too many games, bro. There's a reason why you're at the bottom ringer of the standings, and you're going to be again a play-in team. That's what's going to end up happening for the Miami Heat. They'll be a play-in team. Right now, as it stands, I'm going to look at the fresh standings right now in the conference. They're number seven. Okay, at 39-33, which, by the way, they're tied with Philadelphia at 39-33, who's at number eight. And, well, the Bulls are way out of it, 34-38. You shouldn't fall to 9 or 10. But the bottom line is you've already played 72 games. There's 10 games left. What kind of a run are you really going to make? You know, and I know, oh, let's get to the sixth spot, right? But they're not even better than the Pacers right now. And they have a player, their star is unreliable. They have one star, and he's unreliable because you just don't know when he's going to play. We have 10 games left in the season, and the dude is still taking days off. I don't give a shit that you were supposedly sick yesterday. You were all day at the tournament the day before. I don't want to hear this shit, dude. Maybe your priority should be not sitting out in the sun all day, and then you got a game the next day since you're old, since you're worn down, since your body can't work it anymore, since you can only hang on to the postseason because you cannot hold up throughout the whole regular season. You can't help your team in their positioning. You know, it's just, I get it, dude. If we get a great postseason, we forget about this, right? What happens if it doesn't happen this time around? People will not be as forgiving anymore for Jimmy Butler. You know, in the end. Look, this run will be a successful run. Okay, it's the only way you can label it, because you've been to the finals twice and the Eastern Conference Finals three times. That's as successful as any team could possibly, even with stars. That's a successful season. This is only a star and a part-time star in that. But it's just, it just gets to a point where, Ray, you're wrong about the victory cigar, by the way. Anyway, it just gets to a point where it's just disrespectful. I mean, being a season ticket holder, that's a joke, dude. That's a joke to sit there last night and say you paid for that shit. because I had to watch that shit. I mean, I casted it aside to the second TV. I watched the Panthers mainly because the Heat game was just boring, dude. Boring. It's what it is. It's boring because they're not a good team. They're a bunch of role players out there, you know, and you're just hoping that they overachieve, basically. And that's what we're hoping again in the postseason, that you overachieve. You know, you look at the Panthers, they can be the best. Actually, they've been the best team in the league a lot of times throughout the season. Okay? They've been the best team in the league. That's not something the Heat could claim. Somebody, I heard somebody mention how the Heat and the Panthers are in the struggles right now. And don't ever do that. Don't ever compare the Heat and the Panthers right now. I'm talking about this season right now. Okay? The Heat is just a mediocre team that has the best coach in the NBA and gets them to overachieve and do things that no one else would ever make them do. If it wasn't for Spo, that franchise would be dead in the water right now. Let's be honest. Okay? Dead in the water without Spo. So you look at the Panthers, that's a real loaded team, bro. Loaded. Loaded. You know? And that's where it's not even close. And they have a chance to really win the title. They're exciting. They're fun to watch. They're real. They give a shit. They play hard every game, every period, every moment on the ice. There's nothing to question whatsoever. But unfortunately, with the Heat, it's like a weird dynamic that's going on right now. You have a player that's kind of like they can't control him. They can't control him. So they have to just deal with it, you know, and you've got two more. These next 2 years are going to be, oh, my God, because it just gets worse and worse and worse. Because he plays less and less and less because his body cannot hold up anymore. You know, that's all. It's pretty simple. And it's just like watching it last night, it's just a weird dynamic, dude. This isn't the Heat, you know? It's not the Heat we've been spoiled with. I'm not used to stars. I'm used to stars that care, bro. Dwayne Wade had a whole bunch of knee surgeries and all kinds of stuff, and he just kept playing. Fall down 7 times, get up 8, right? That's how it goes, right? You know, I'm thinking of I know it's the finals, but I'm thinking of it was the finals, the Jordan flu game. And I'm just thinking of times when players played sick and they used to do it all the time. And this guy takes a day off like it's nothing, like it's going out of style. And he just doesn't care. And his team keeps losing because they desperately need him. But he has to kind of take care of himself because his body's done and he can't keep playing hard every night because his body won't last. And that's why we're getting this shit. But the dynamic of watching, look, some of you don't care about hockey. So you pretty much don't matter in this conversation because it just doesn't, you know, the comparison doesn't matter to you. You know what I mean? But those of us that are like, you know, true, like real all kinds sports fans, we like all sports and we like hockey and we like basketball. If you're honest and you're watching both last night, there's zero comparisons. You know, it's almost like the Heat are a facade. It's like you're on Hollywood and you're on a movie set and then you see the house. And then when you open the door, it's just a bunch of, you know, 2x4s that are holding it up. That's the Heat. It's a facade. It's not really a good team. It's just a facade. It's a broken down star with a bunch of role players that kind of overachieve and surprise everybody. But deep down inside, if you really like check your heart, you know, and check your real intelligence, you know, there's nothing special there. what's been special is just that they've been great at overachieving. Now you look at the Panthers. There's Tkachuk and there's Barkov, you know, and Verhaeghe, you know, there's all kinds of dudes that are just Tarasenko is kicking ass. You know, it's just you're in the midst of watching kind of like, you know, with Reinhardt and all these guys, they're like their own big three. Sam Bennett's a hell of a player. He's only scored like 16 goals, but he's a hell of a player. Forsling, you know, you start looking at that entire lineup and they're top heavy. They've got a complete team. They've got two goaltenders. You know, it's different, man. It's just a different vibe when you watch the Panthers and when you watch the Heat. When you watch the Panthers right now, they look like a legitimate contender. When you watch the Heat, you need to go to Hialeah and go talk to a little old lady, right, and see if she can do some brujeria. And then maybe, you know, if she, you know, makes up the right spell, they have another one of these crazy runs where they overachieve and they don't belong there and all that kind of stuff, because they've never belonged all 4 years where they got to. It's crazy. Maybe the bubble was the best one because that was a different environment and all that kind of stuff. But it's just, we're hoping for another miracle by the best coach in town in Eric Spoelstra. Paul Maurice has done a hell of a job. He's a great coach, but his team he's got a much better team than Eric Spoelstra does. He's got a way more complete team. He's got more stars. He's got stars. Holy shit. Are you kidding me? He's got stars on that team. So it's just, you know, I'm watching it last night. And if only those of you that are really two-way fans, that you like hockey and basketball, you sit there, there's zero comparisons. Zero comparisons right now. You know, if you're honest with yourself. But yeah, last night was just kind of weird, man.